Today's readings take us back to some basics of a stewardship way of life. The first reading shows us the necessity and power of hospitality, what hospitality can really do. The second reading reminds us what it is that makes us disciples and Christian stewards in the first place. Baptism. And in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us how to live our daily life as his stewards. Our first reading from 2 Kings tells the story of a woman who showed a loving hospitality to a visitor, a stranger, really, inviting him to dinner with her family and arranging a room for him in their home so that he would have a comfortable place to stay during his travels. And she reached out to that man in a simple and practical manner to make him feel welcome. And that is the essence of Christian hospitality. As it turns out, the man was none other than the prophet Elisha, and he rewarded her kindness by interceding with God to obtain for her a miracle of having a baby boy after long years of infertility. And in the second reading from Romans, St. Paul reminds us of the power of our baptism and how it is that this sacrament makes us disciples and therefore stewards. He says that through baptism into Christ Jesus, we were both buried with Christ and are now alive in Christ. And we are literally new creations, marked for all eternity as one of his own. And what does that mean for us here and now? Well, St. Paul tells us very clearly, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. In other words, we must live for Christ. That's why we're here on earth. That's why we've been baptized. Nothing less than that will do, to live for Christ. And our Lord himself proclaims that same instruction in the gospel passage from Matthew. He says, whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and so on. I think there's six whoever's in this gospel. And whoever finds his life by living for oneself will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Well, how can an all-loving Lord say such things? Well, precisely because he is the source of all love. He is love incarnate. That's who Jesus is. We can only love others and even ourselves truly if we allow ourselves to be emptied of self-love and filled with God's love. And that is why our Lord tells us we must lose our lives. That's what he means by losing your life. What does that really mean? Well, it means putting ourselves or others, even those dearest to us, above God simply cannot give us the ultimate fulfillment and peace that we're searching for. That's what it means. Only God can do that. Only the loving God, first and foremost, does that. And only living for Christ, then, losing our life, can do that for us. But how do we know if we love God more than father or mother or son or daughter? How do we know that? How can we gauge that? Well, Jesus tells us it's precisely through loving actions towards others, loving them as if they were Christ. And that's how we demonstrate our love for Christ. It kind of goes in a circle, doesn't it? We show our love for Christ by loving others as if they were Christ. We put Christ first by loving others as if they were Christ, as well as loving Christ in himself, as we give him praise and worship and glory here at this Mass. We are loving Christ himself. So we have come full circle in the importance of hospitality and putting God first in our lives, because we have become disciples of Christ through our baptism. We put God first by serving others as if we were serving Christ himself, thus losing our self-centered life and finding true fulfillment.